Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. In recent years, we've seen the troubling headlines. Kids who committed suicide after being bullied. Some of their parents may be haunted by the question, why didn't I know?
But there are no clear warning signs, unlike a viral or bacterial infection. Yet researchers have identified biomarkers that are linked to suicidal thoughts.
Biomarkers are signals that show up under specific conditions. For example, our bodies produce cytokines to defend against viruses.
In the new study, 75 men with bipolar disorder were followed for thoughts of suicide from zero to high in interviews spaced 3 to 6 months apart. Several proteins in their blood varied with the men's mood swings, but one in particular, SAT1, stood out.
In 9 men with high suicidal thoughts, the protein was elevated. Researchers then tested the blood from 9 men who had already committed suicide and found even higher levels of SAT1.
To further confirm the protein's role in suicide, they took regular blood samples from 40 men with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. The results were consistent. Those with high SAT1 levels were 80% more likely to be hospitalized later for suicidal behavior.
These results look convincing, but they're not conclusive. Many factors affect SAT1 levels, such as toxins and infections, and suicide is a complex mental illness.
It's possible, though, by combining behavioral along with biological indicators, doctors one day could prevent thousands of heartbreaking suicides. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.